elections are a conflict, always are a mechanism or a way of getting the country back to constitutionalism. So they are a little bit different than when you have election in a normal country like Kenya, in which case you have to take into account several things that will bring parties and the people together. You have to have people to have confidence in that system or in that election, that things are they will have confidence in the outcome. So that is the election I've been associated with in the almost four peace missions, UN peace missions I've been to.
In the case of South Sudan, of course, building that trust is more important than ever. And South Sudan has just sworn in its election commission, like we said, which was reconstituted back in November 2023. Before getting more into the responsibilities and the tasks of this commission, what did you think about its composition and its ability to deliver a credible election with months left until the vote?
Most peace agreements will have some form of how the election will be conducted is done right at the beginning of the what normally is the transitional period. A lot of the things, how people will be represented there, will be explained or touched in the agreement. I think our election in South Sudan, maybe it is there, I'm not very well versed in it, but this is always the case, in which case parties to the conflict and non-parties to the conflict must all be involved and participate in. Like, for example, the Electoral Commission should have representation of the parties, all parties, women, youth, and they look at the regional balance. It is also there because most elections or conflicts will divide a country into so many parties. So you ensure that within that electoral body which will make the decision, that all these factors are looked at. Youth, women, fighting forces, non-fighting forces, but regional balance will also have to be included. Regional balance, women, youth, political parties, civil society, all must be brought in. That's what nearly is done in the elections that follow a conflict.
Now, with the key tasks that must be achieved in the remaining 11 months, is it possible to carry out everything required to deliver a free, fair, and credible election with sufficient support from friends?
Given the political will, given the resources and support, external support, it is quite possible. Why? Because many of the peace missions have been to, the transitional period is just 2 years. For example, the last one I have been in was 2 years. So in 2 years, the mission completed two things. One, so in the supporting the transitional government. One, disarmament, total disarmament and the restructuring of the security sector. And then ran the election, which brought Madame Sirleaf there. It was done in 1 year.
That's Liberia.
So it could be done. But the difference is, one, Liberia is a very small country. South Sudan is a bigger country with more difficult areas to cover. So really, it 1 year, well, unless everything is in place, plenty of money, support from international community, support from the UN Electoral Assistance Division, support from the mission. I know election is a sovereign thing, but in order to get back to that, you must get the support of others in order to help you to go through this transition back to constitutionalism.